Okay, this is okay. This is the 19th of April, 1989, and we are in Clemson, South Carolina, which very recently was called Calhoun. Okay, and it was incorporated about 1967, you said?
Somewhere around that time.
Okay. Would you please introduce yourself first so we know who you are?
I'm Anna Reed. Anna Louise Reed.
Mm-hmm. And where were you born? In
Westminster, South Carolina.
Okay. And could you give me your date? Just give me a small bio of who you are and when you were born and when you moved to... Mm-hmm. What used to be called Calhoun.
I was born June the 4th, 1923. And I married Lawrence Reed in 1942.
Mm-hmm. And you came from?
From Westminster, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And I lived. And shortly after we got married, he went into the Army and stayed in there about 5 years, and I went to New York and lived there for while he was in the Army, because he was stationed at ports of embarkation, mm-hmm. New Jersey and Massachusetts and around. And then my baby was born after the war was over, after V-Day?
Mm-hmm. That's World War.
Right, World War II.
Two, okay.
Uh-huh. Then we moved back to Clemson.
Oh, okay.
And we've been here ever since.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm here is I came to visit and interview your aunt. Could you give me your name?
My name is Lucindy Reed Brown.
Okay, and what's your birth date?
Huh?
What is your birth date? When were
the
you
11th
born?
Of March, and you can count from 99 what year it was.
Okay, so you're 99 years old. You're 99 years old today.
Huh?
You're 99 years old.
Right, 99. You're 99.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, could you tell me how many did you have in your family? Could you tell me something about your family?
You mean my children or?
No, your mother and father.
Oh, well, I don't know what you want to know about them, but they were old people, you know. The first thing, my grandfather was a slave to John C. Calhoun. That's where he was originated, and I don't know where my mother was born, but my mother was married twice. The first husband was killed, and she had three children. Annalou, did you ever know that?
Mm-mm.
Well, John T. and Suzanne and Mamie was her children, and her husband was killed on the 4th of July, and my brother John C. T. was 3 years old that day. He was going to a picnic and some, you know how they used to have those picnics, mm-hmm. and he was killed. Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me about the picnics. I don't understand about the picnics.
Huh?
Tell me about the picnics. What was a picnic? I mean, what type of...
Well, it was something, you know, I don't know about that because that was before me.
Mm-hmm.
But that was between Central and Daniel High School on Alleluia's old bridge they called Madden Bridge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where it was. She told me that. That's where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many sisters and brothers did you have?
Well, I got to count them. There was 12 children, mm-hmm. of us.
Mm-hmm.
But some was half, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Because the older children was our half brothers. And there was three of them. And there was 10 of us, mm-hmm. of my family, mm-hmm. myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had an older brother, and then I was a twin, and that was and we were the next.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And well, could you tell me some of the things you remember as a child? What some of the things you remember as growing up in your family?
I remember one thing. I remember that we didn't have anything much, but I never thought nothing about us being poor. You know, we just accepted it. And we just went right on. And coming up in girlhood, just, I guess, maybe it was because it was two of us, my twin sister and myself, and we had a good time. The girls and I don't have good times. Because, I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry. They don't know what really life's about. because as soon as they get knee high to a duck, they tied on with with one boy. But we just had lots of company, but I guess because we were two. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, well, what's some of the things you did when...
Well, we had little parties, like, and mostly on birthdays and things like that. We had little parties for us. They did. And I never thought nothing about us being poor. I just accepted our lives.
Right. So at the parties, what kind of things did you do? What did you do at your parties?
Oh, we played games. Moving chairs and
musical chairs.
Mm-hmm. And lots of times. We just had a good time, just with little simple things, mm-hmm. playing games and things like that. That was what we did.
Did you have any kind of dances that you did, any kind of particular dances or any kind of dance steps? You had any particular dance steps that you did, or did you listen, what kind of music did you listen to?
The only music I remember was when those things that Anna Louie, the records came out.
Victrolas.
Victrolas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a Victrola. And you know, I can remember some of those. I sit here sometimes and remember those old songs. One of them was My Blue Feather, We'll Be Together in Stormy Weather and Bright Sunshine. Now, those was way I remember those things, but that was when we had those things. Uh-huh. I mean, when that came along, that was our music and the things, you know.
Uh-huh. Was there any special kind of dances that you did?
No, I never did dance, but my twin sister, I was kind of self-conscious when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. I was afraid I'd make a mistake and something that I didn't dance. But my twin sister danced, mm-hmm. but I didn't. She waltzed, and that was the dance then, the waltz and the two steps. Mm-hmm. Those were the dances then, and mm-hmm. which I thought was so pretty. Uh-huh.
She had a brother who played the piano, who really played jazz music, and he could play any kind of music.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, did anyone tap dance?
Huh?
Did anyone tap dance?
My daughter did. She tap danced. That child that was in here, that's my daughter. She's the youngest, and she tap danced. She tapped lots.
You still tap?
Your daughter?
Yeah, she tap danced.
Oh, you tap. You tap danced.
Tap danced.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell me about your... Could you introduce yourself? I want to ask you about tap dancing. Come on, please.
My name is Lucy.
No,
come on in so she can hear.
I can't hear you close to the mic. If you could get a chair where I could just sit and talk with you.
Yeah, she used to be a regular tap dancer.
You won't have to come.
Well,
closer.
I just had to pull it
in. Yeah, pull it in.
Yeah, closer.
Okay.
Well, my name is Lucy Reed Brown McDowell.
Uh-huh.
And I was born here.
Uh-huh. And what's your birthday?
July 24th.
1929. My goodness, you don't look that old.
And at 22, I was married.
Uh-huh.
And I had two children. And then I moved away, and I went to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And from Philadelphia, I went to Washington, D.C., and lived there.
Uh-huh.
And then I left Washington. I went to Gainesville, Georgia, and I stayed down there.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Anderson County Training School at Pelham.
Uh-huh.
And I finished the 12th grade there.
Uh-huh.
And about the tap dancing, when I was very young, Anna Lou's husband, brother-in-law, taught me how to tap dance. And a girl from Atlanta, Georgia, named Mildred Turk, she taught me too.
Uh-huh.
So, but Toe was the first one. Mm-hmm. You mean
yeah.
Toe was the first one. But this girl came from Atlanta, and she uh-huh. taught me too. So that's how I got started in tap dancing.
Well, what would it be called? Was a special type dance? I'm going to get back to your mother, but I just was interested. Was it a special type that you did? Was it called a certain thing?
No, not really. I guess it was just something, was a gift or something.
Uh-huh.
Because I was doing it when I was real small, you know, uh-huh. trying to do it until they taught me.
Uh-huh.
And after that, I was tap dancing for school closing and all that. I used uh-huh. to do that for, you know, uh-huh. the commencement exercise.
Uh-huh.
and I would be the one that tap danced.
Uh-huh. Well, what kind of music did you dance to?
Well,
you
I said danced your father, by well, I or... danced by a piano, then I danced by a band.
Uh-huh.
They had a band. And
where's
I would
the
tap
band?
Dance. Well, we would go out of town.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. And they'd have a band there, and I'd tap dance by this.
What's the name of the band? Where?
I really don't. I forgot what the name of the band was right now.
Would there be any other musicians left around here?
No, I don't think so. Not around here.
Well, where did the band come from?
I think it was, like if we go different places, they would have a band. Like we went to Greenwood, and they would have a band there.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see. Did you do the Big Apple or the Shag? Or not the Shag. It wasn't called the Shag then. Like the Jitterbug?
Jitterbug.
Did you do the
Jitterbug?
Yeah,
I do that. Mm-hmm.
You did the Jitterbug.
I did that, yeah. And I used to go to dances around here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I need to come back and talk to you. You tell me some of these things that you used to do. I personally study dance. And
oh, you do?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. And I would like you to, can you remember any of the steps?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Come in the next time. I would like you to tell me more. I like to sit and talk with you.
About the tap dance.
And the music in which, and where you went. If you can remember some of the places you went. Do you think any of the places are still open or?
I don't know. I really don't.
Okay.
Well, it's been a long time, but I still know the steps. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to come back. You stay, this is your house, right?
No, this is her house.
This is my house.
This is her house.
Her house is in Seneca, South Dakota.
Oh, I see.
But she's a widow.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, I'm an invalid, and so she just comes here and stay here with me while, because I have to have somebody, you see, with me.
Okay.
But this is my house.
Okay. Well, one thing I was wondering, you talked about your twin sister. What did you do? You had many brothers and sisters. Tell me some of the things you remember. Is there was any special time in the year when your family got together and did things?
That's what?
You know, was there any, like Christmas time, Easter time, any special time with your family?
With Christmas... One Christmas, we had bowls from out of town, and they had places, you know, things. And we had nothing but not even a church. So I decided, I said, let's get together and have a Christmas tree. And they let us have it in the schoolhouse. They had a little schoolhouse down there. At first, we didn't have any schools here. We had to go way about, how far are they there, Amaloo? That's where we went to school until... They changed the district, and we had to get something, and we went to school in the old house. Anna Lou, the first school we had was taught in that old house where Edna used to live in Miss Fancy.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that, don't you?
I remember. It was torn down when I came down.
It was.
Yeah,
well, that was the old house, and we had one room and one teacher. And I think we learned more than in the children.
Robin did.
Now with all the children, before we had a school here, I went to school in Abel Church. I had school and taught in the church I was a child. I was old enough to go to school, and I remember how cold I used to get walking up that road to school.
What did your father do for a living, your mother do for a living? I mean, what kind of work did they do?
Huh?
What type of work did your mother and father do for a living?
Well, my father was a farmer, and then he was a businessman, kind of, and my mother took in washing and ironing and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only thing that was. Mm-hmm. And I think they were happy, too, because, you see, there was nothing but farming in the South, and after
what did they farm? What crop? What kind of crop?
Oh, cotton and corn, and is what else Anna Lou did to grow?
Peas.
Huh?
Peas. And peas.
And sweet
and
potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And all those were the things that the farmers grew.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
Well, what church did you go to? Where did you go to church? Did y'all have a special church you went to?
And what?
Church.
Well, we had the church. The only church we knew was Abel, and it's between here and Central. Anna Lou, don't you think it's about 2 miles or three?
Yeah, it's about 2.5 miles.
Up the road until we had And we just thought it was awful. And of course, it was way back then. People were selfish. They just thought that was enough. Mm-hmm. They didn't think we needed a church. But we scuffled and got one.
Yeah. Well, did you have revivals or?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. No, listen, they'd last till 12
o'clock.
We'd be so tired, so sleepy.
And Sam is one of the charter members of the church over here.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, they'd last for the longest.
Well, did they last only one day or how long?
Oh, no, we had them. They had them 2 weeks then.
2 weeks?
Yeah, night. Didn't have them in the day, at night.
At night. How did you get lighting at that time?
Huh?
Light. How did you, where did the light
come? They had lamps.
Had lamps?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you have food? Did you serve food at night? Or?
No, they didn't serve it. We
preached. They had preaching.
We ate before we left.
Mm-hmm. So maybe for 2 weeks, you go in at night and You would have the same minister, or there would be different ministers?
No, the church had a minister.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd have some time a visiting minister, but mostly I remember the ministers preaching themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, back in revival.
In revival. Uh-huh. Okay, and one thing, is there any other, did you have watch night services?
Huh?
Watch night.
Oh, yes, that was the big night, watch night.
When did you have that?
On
New Year's.
New Year's.
Uh-huh.
That was watch night, came on New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
We'd watch the old year go out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me a little bit about watch night? Did you have a watchman that ring the bell or anything? Did you have someone to watch the time? That you had
I guess they did. I don't know, but we just stayed till it turned out.
Turned out, okay.
They did after 12.
Let's see. Something I started asking that went swooping by my brain. How about Easter? Is anything special Easter time or?
Oh, now I'm gonna tell you. In the second Sunday in June, when I was growing up, was a Children's Day. Uh-huh. Anna Lou, do you ever remember Children's Day?
Children's Day, right?
Huh?
Right.
And that was a thing where the children all dressed up in their white lawns and pink ribbon bows tied in the back. That was a time for the children.
Uh-huh.
And at Easter came, it was the same thing. They dressed up the children, dressed them up, you know, for church.
Mm-hmm.
You have sunrise service every morning, before day.
Yeah, and we used to... And Anna Lou, you know, I miss sunrise service that because I can't get over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
well, what was the difference between Children's Day and Easter for children? I mean, did they do the same program?
Yes, the children had speeches.
Both for Children's Day.
We would recite speeches.
Uh-huh.
And Anna Lou, you know, that's why they say, as this teacher told me, the children can't remember like they used to. Because, you know, we had the recital piece at school every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to learn them off, you know, not read them, but say them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say lots of speeches now, but,
mm-hmm.
because I remembered way back.
Yeah.
And I believe it, because, you know, the children now don't have nothing like that.
No, they watch television.
Yeah. Well, how about in school? Did you have certain things you did in school? Are there any special days in school? What was anything special in school days, during the school day?
When?
Was there any special events in school that you attended?
No. Let me tell you. The teachers didn't let you take your eyes off your books. And they didn't have any drawing and things like they have in school now.
Mm-hmm.
We just had one teacher.
The 3 hours.
And one teacher had to do all of that in a one-room schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, I think colored people just got used to it. They didn't think that it was for them.
Mm-hmm.
Till they learned, you know, as things went on and they learned different.
Right. Well, did you have May Day? May Day celebration?
No. Well, now, when we first began to get a church, we used to have things on May Day and things like that, but they don't have them now. And I'm kind of concerned. At Easter, the children, we just have a little service before for the children. Mm-hmm. But I guess nobody has time now. Everybody say he don't have time. But well, I don't know.
That was what they don't even have them anymore.
That was what we did.
Mm-hmm. What did you do during the summer? Did y'all have vacations during the summertime?
No, what? We did. And then when we got old enough, we had to work. We had to go out and work as maids and nurses for the
mm-hmm.
whites.
Mm-hmm.
That was what the most of the colored children did. But Anna Lou, did you know you don't ever see no colored nurses now, nothing like that, do you? Well, that was what we did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We grew up that doing it.
Mm-hmm. Now they work in industry and in the stores and things.
Yeah. You know the market, a market knew you. Our market's down there.
Where was your community? Well, how far did you go? Have to go to work?
We had to go to Clemson to work.
You had to go to Clemson to work.
You know where Clemson is, you?
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's over at the university. And we had to walk. I don't think you find nobody walking to Clemson.
Bessie Stevens still walk. But the traffic will kill you. You can't walk to Clemson now.
That's Anna Lou, we had a little nail pass through the woods.
Yeah.
That was through the woods. Mm. But they're not any through the woods now.
Mm-hmm. Houses over there now.
It's all built up.
Well, how many children did you have? How many children do you have?
Seven.
You have seven?
Yeah.
How many boys and how many girls?
Five boys and two girls.
Five boys. Could you tell me something about your husband and your family, some of the things you remember, and your children growing up?
What's that?
Can you tell me some things you remember about your children growing up, some of the things that you did with your children?
My husband?
Yeah, your husband and your children.
What did you do?
And my children?
Uh-huh, right.
Well, my husband was just a laborer. He worked at the university and around like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then my children, he died last year in high school. He died in 48. That was her last year in five. And my oldest daughter, she married very young. And so, and my sons just grew up like boys working, just different places and all.
Mm-hmm.
They grew up. And
what are some of the things that you did together? Some of the things that you remember that you did together.
When we first went to Newark,
And they all was away, Nellie, when she was a child, she was the last, the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And she was here with her father and myself. But the rest of them was out and gone, married and gone.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, where do your children live now? I mean, where are your family?
Newark, New Jersey, Philadelphia, and Charlotte, North Carolina.
And then two boys here.
Two boys here live in Clemson.
In Clemson? Mm-hmm. Well, do you have family reunions? Do you all still have family reunions? And
yes.
Where people come back together? When does everyone come back together mostly?
We had the first family reunion we had, when was it, Lucy?
I can't remember that.
Anna Lou, you wasn't there.
Yeah, wasn't
it was at the Ramada Inn.
Yeah,
that was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The second time it was in Charlotte.
Mm.
And I think the third time was here up the center of you. Last summer, I believe it was.
Was there any other events, times when your family, your children will come here to see you, summertime or? Time, Christmas?
What's that?
Birthdays.
When your children come to visit you?
Well, my daughter and her two sons and her daughter came for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the 11th of March.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And one of my sons came, I don't know, in August. I think it was.
Who are you talking about?
They don't come quite so often, but they come.
Yeah. What did you do in your spare time? Do you quilt or do you, anything that you have as a hobby?
Huh?
Do you have anything as a hobby? You know,
no.
You couldn't see, you should be reading.
She read a lot. Yeah. Well, she had a cataract.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it didn't do good.
Well, let's see. Have I anything that you remember in growing up that your mother haven't told me about, or that you can
tell
help her?
Tell about all her travels.
She's been traveling.
Tell about your travels.
Your travels. Well, I tell you now. This seems unusual, but I went by myself, and I toured the caravans by myself.
Right.
And I was just so happy I went. She didn't, they thought I oughtn't to go. Oh, and asking them, oh, Sinbad. I'm glad I went. I enjoyed it. I went first place to Port-au-Prince, Haiti, to where I first, where my plan, I got off my plane.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, is that Negro Republic, as you know.
Yeah.
And I was just so, and that used to belong to England. I don't know whether Haiti is still, but anyway, I went up those 33 steps that the Queen of England always went underground. Mm-hmm. That was on my tour.
Mm-hmm.
I went up those steps, and I enjoyed everything.
Mm-hmm.
I toured with a retired Army officer and his wife, and two ladies from California. They were friends, and we went to this, all the sites. Of course, my trip was made up before I left the States.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I didn't have nothing to do but just go on, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And my guide had to the most interesting things there.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to one of the places, that you can't believe it, where they made all kinds of whiskey. And of course, the people in Haiti were speaking, they said they called it Creole,
right.
But it was mostly, and mostly of the people that was more educated spoke French, of course.
Right.
And so this place where they made all the whiskeys, they had it. It was made out of rock, carved out, and they had samples out. And of course, I never drink. I never had. And this lady said, "Oh, let's take the." You could say, and even they had said that some of it was coffee flavored. And I said, "Oh no!" She said, "You go on. We'll take care." But I didn't take it. But they all did, and I saw all of those things. And that, after we came off of this tour, my guide said, "Miss Brown, would you like to go to the voodoo dance?" And I thought it was a dance. I did. I said, "It was $5 to go," and I said, and me and these two ladies went.
Mm-hmm.
They were two white ladies. We went, and I thought, sure, that, but Anna Lou, that was their religion, that was their service.
Oh, really?
It was just more like the House of Prayer. except it was worse. They just going, and it was so packed in there. And when we came out, I said something about, and one of these ladies told, I thought it was a dance. The lady told me, said, "No, that was their worship, say, but that we was in their temple." So that's,
oh my.
And after we left the voodoo dance,
mm-hmm.
we went to the casino, when it was just lovely, where they had
gambling table.
All gambling and everything, and the orchestra and somebody singing. And one of the ladies told our guide, she said, "Felix," his name was Felix, she said, "You're responsible, so you have to dance with." So me and one just sat at the table and had water.
Mm.
And then I saw legal gambling and saw this all high. But I said one thing, I wasn't going to spend my money and not see these things.
Yeah. What year did you go? What year was that? What time was that you went?
Now, I can't remember. I do not remember what time it was. And then I left Haiti and Kate went to Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
And I came from Nassau back to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, was just, as I told that my granddaughter was on jury in Washington last week, and I told her, I said, yes, education and I said, so she enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. So that was the way it was with me. I was going to see everything that my mother...
Your mother stepped
And then after I came back, from to Miami, and then I called Miss Watkins' girl, and she came, Andale was, she said, she was so surprised. She said, I ain't got time to bring you out here, but I'm coming. So she came to the airport, and we had lunch in Miami, and I got my plane from Miami to Atlanta back home.
Oh, my. How long did that trip take? About a week or so?
About 9-10 days or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what year that was? How long ago was that?
I don't remember.
I mean, was she about 25 years younger or something?
Younger.
I don't. You know, now. Being moving my things around, I brought souvenirs and brought things from home. But you see, when I left home, everything just got misplaced.
Okay.
Now, I can't remember just what year it was.
1966.
I don't know when it was.
I remember.
I have greetings from the Jimmy Carter, when he's president on my birthday, and I had greetings from the president just gone out a while ago.
Reagan.
And his wife. Uh-huh. And I said,